Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Oh, joy. Woo.
What's the matter with it?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm saying how great it is.
All right.
We're all here. We're all breathing. Vinny, if you're breathing, you're rich.
Amen. Wealthy. Amen.
Whatever it is.
Me and Human just did our prayer real quick right now.
What was your prayer about? What did he wish for this week?
We said, prayer. Dear Jesus, please protect us.
What?
Are we in trouble?
Well, no. You never know. I mean,
we
right?
hope not.
The arrows can fly any day, anytime.
Well, we have a big week, so, you know.
We do?
Yeah, well, we have lunch tomorrow with Susan.
Do we?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I'm going to send a little confirmation.
Okay.
Do you think she's going to cancel?
Well, she is.
It makes me look bad.
I feel like she would have canceled already.
It makes me look bad at Kokari when you cancel.
Well, we can still go on our own. If
well,
we
let's we try to could. Be. This is the weird thing that
there we go.
I can't believe she hasn't canceled already. She's moving. No, seriously, she's moving to New York. Like
moving back that
she
way.
Had, in fact, she hadn't even finished moving here.
No,
and she's moving there now.
She left her husband somewhere. I don't know where he is, but he doesn't
like
live here.
In the vacation apartment in Florida with a broken leg with a bad stick.
I don't know, but we saw pictures of him. Were they at USC?
They were like USC or something.
USC game. Yeah. I'm like, wait, let me spell it.
Yeah, he was like kind of in the left-hand corner.
Looking like he didn't want to be there.
That's where her kid goes, right?
Yeah.
I
feel was it one of her games or just some random?
He's all.
Oh.
I feel like we got the raw end of the deal there.
What do you mean?
I wish she would have stayed, you know?
Oh, me too. She's God. I invested some time in that relationship.
Me too.
So sad, everyone. Yeah. Our boss, who we love, the new one, she's leaving.
She just got a big promotion.
I thought she was going to invite us to go with her.
Yeah, that would be fine. We'll all go to New York with her.
Talk to her about that at lunch.
Yeah, we will.
The ray of sunshine is gone.
I know. She's so fun. Yikes. She's such a great, enthusiastic person. Bye.
This is why we prayed for protection. All right?
Okay, happy Monday. And then Wednesday,
Let us know if it's on or not.
Okay, I'm going to send it right now.
Wednesday, we are doing our Ready Player One screening, which I cannot wait for. I'm so excited.
I'm kind of excited, but 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, it's good. I wish it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. I wish it was 3 hours and 20 minutes.
I might leave at 1:50.
Well, if you can.
You won't be able to pull off of that movie.
Yeah, maybe you'll just be like, this is the best thing ever.
I'm bringing my flashlight. I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You can walk out in the middle. I'm bringing both my kids.
Oh.
Yeah, my one kid's on spring break, and the other one, I'm like, yeah, you can ditch school that day. We got to go see this movie together.
And John?
John is not going to be there.
Why?
Because he's got stuff to do. He doesn't
like, what? What does he have to do?
Keep him chained in the backyard.
He said he didn't
want to go. I'm like, all right.
He's Bruce Jenner sending that helicopter.
Oh, my God. Although yesterday, I'm sure he wanted to send up the helicopter. Oh, I just had it in my head that I was going to get this greenhouse set up yesterday.
What happened?
I unpacked it, and there were two broken parts. I'm like, oh, this is horrible. This is awful. I go, well, we'll just start making it, and then, you know, and I'm telling you, Vinny, there's 5,000 parts in this thing. Like, it's serious. Even as I'm unpacking, I'm like, whoa, this is no joke. So there's two broken parts. I find them kind of toward the end of the unpacking, and I go, well, we'll just make it until we get to these parts. Like, I'll just, you know, get it set up and get the base set and get that all ready to go. Yes, your hand is up.
At any point did John say to you, let's just wait. Let's not build this thing yet until we have all this stuff.
No, he was totally...
He was with you.
Well, we were going to do it. We'd cleared the day, and this was what was happening, and even the kids were ready to help, and there was, you know, we were going to put this thing together.
But
we're
the cooler head that would be like, this box is bad, we should... He
the
didn't
box
say...
seemed totally fine. So when we unpacked the broken part, I'm like, oh, no, that's... So let's... I'm like, well, I'll get that from them, but let's just see how far we can get with it. Maybe it's not crucial, you know, whatever. So
it turns out it's the spine.
It was just this little triangular piece of plastic.
Uh-huh.
Actually, there's two pieces that are broken. I don't even know what the other one is. So it's a little triangular piece, and I'm like, okay, so let's just try it. So I go turn through the manual. Step one, that part. I'm like, it's like a side piece where the door hooks up, and it's mm-hmm. the bottom on the base.
It's
like,
the spine.
It's basically the one thing you need to get started.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm so bummed out because I actually, you know, Saturday we had other things to do, and so I'm like trying to be patient, and finally it's time. Everyone's done. They've eaten their breakfast. Everyone's ready.
This is Sunday.
This is Sunday. I'm like, we're ready.
What happened Saturday?
We had a bunch of other stuff to do.
All right.
And, you know, just whatever. But, you know, and I was trying not to be
too
pushy.
Well, now we're interested in Saturday, though, because it seems like Sunday was set aside for this. But what did you have to do?
Nothing. Like, just, you know, hung out with Riley. And I did some other things in the garden. And John got the hardware on these doors. And
so
we
it wasn't
did
a
all
naked
this.
Gym party or anything cool.
No, nothing cool. Believe me. There was nothing cool that happened. But I had said, you know, listen, because he had, well, I got all this other stuff. I'm like, we'll do it all on Saturday. And then Sunday,
we'll do the greenhouse.
We're going to do the greenhouse. So excited. I'm ready. Mm. Get out there. I clear it all. I move the wood pile, which is a pain in the ass, and all the stuff that's there. And then no. First damn thing.
Pile.
Well, there's a little wood pile there.
Right.
Anyway, whatever.
So today you're going to call the company.
Yeah, well, yesterday I called the company, and then you
and
find out that they're...
We're not open.
We're not open.
Right.
It's not like a T-Mobile or something that's open 24/7. They're just, apparently they have business hours. So today I'll deal with that. But it was just a bummer. So I put up a little time-lapse video of, you know, the high hopes that we had right up until they get dashed. It's about 20 seconds of time-lapse.
And then what'd you do?
And then I stopped myself from throwing myself on the ground and having a total tantrum.
And?
I was so bummed. And then I spent an hour, you know, photographing the pieces and sending the, you know, emails to the company so that when I call them today, I can say, here's, you know, find the emails. Here's the exact parts that are broken. You got to overnight them. Come on, man.
Overnight.
They're like, oh, yeah, one of those.
Well, hey, listen.
Did we lose the connection?
Yeah.
What
email?
Yeah, hilarious.
Can I ask a question you don't want to answer?
Yes, go ahead.
How much did the greenhouse cost?
$912.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's no, it's not. It's
wow,
this
that's
is,
a lot of money.
You should have splurged.
It is, well, not you for people. A greenhouse. It
what
is
happens
in
when
UZ.
You get the cheap
Who cares?
Greenhouse.
It's a lot
it's
of money.
Not, yeah, it's enough it that I want all the pieces to me. It's called Palram, and it's got these. It has extruded plastic sides instead of glass. It's just like a, you know, it's a low end as greenhouses go. But I don't care. It's still, it's, you know, $900 and something. Nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
Damn it. God, I just want all this stuff to work.
She's having the tantrum now, everyone.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do it right now. Throw yourself on the ground.
Believe me, I am not having
we'll
the
Instagram
tantrum.
That.
I'm trying to be in a total grown-up about it. It's
Are
really
you?
Really hard. I am trying, yes. What'd you
do you want to give
weekend?
The company a shout-out?
No, I just said the stupid name of them. Right. Stupid thing.
I didn't do anything nearly as fun as that.
Oh, yeah, it was
all
really
that.
Fun.
I actually would prefer, I'll tell you everything I did. There's nothing really there. Yuzette, you went out slutty on what night?
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't. The weather was weird, so I didn't know what to wear. So I ended up wearing jeans and just a low cut shirt. Oh. I saw Scott. I know.
So
everyone was waiting for me to wear something slutty.
Well, because you said that.
I know. But the
you
weather was funky,
us.
So I didn't. I was like, I got to shave my legs. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Go winter legs, girl.
Yeah. So I saw Scott Saturday night. He was so good. I mean, he was. Just very funny. I don't even know how long he went.
He said, because he's probably lying by 10 minutes,
what?
But he told me he went 57 minutes, which is for him is short.
Okay. I wasn't even counting.
Really?
It was that good.
Oh.
People
well, I'm
loved
seeing him.
He
I'm
was
seeing him this
so
Saturday.
Funny.
So new material.
Yeah. Oh,
oh.
Yeah. Frankly, Vinny, every time I see him, it's new material.
Well, nice to see.
But we only see him once a year or something, so it better be new material.
Yeah, I
You'd
guess
think
so.
Year
but
year,
but he's
be...
very current in what he does, and Unfortunately, he didn't offend anyone. No one walked out.
Oh. How's that possible?
I don't know, but people loved him, and it was a great time. Saw Edson.
He came?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there were no outbursts or scenes or trouble.
No, but I do have a question, because Edson is part of the bit, so I'm like, ooh, is that guy offended by what you just said? Oh, I think Edson leaves during his performance. Something goes on.
So you're saying he has a whole section of his performance that's about
just
Edson.
Just a few minutes, but even that few minutes would offend someone like Edson.
Oh. Not if it's paying your plane ticket to Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't know. That dude doesn't seem to be able to separate those things.
Yeah. So that's my question.
Mm, yeah. I don't, well,
but
we'll
he
ask
was great. When he was funny. Listeners were there. It was really nice to
is Scott coming through Friday?
Not till Friday.
Okay.
Don't you think if someone's keeping you in Gucci, you're like, say whatever you want.
Well, you would think
at me in my Gucci, my fur.
You would think, yeah.
Chanel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robe.
My orange backpack, whatever.
He talked about the cost of keeping Edson's hair up because it's all blonde now.
Oh, right.
I'm like, yes, I know. It costs a lot of money to keep that up.
Oh, man, the blonde thing is just, and your hair just gets fried.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
I did. For like a year, I had blonde hair.
Bring it back. Okay,
no.
Don't bring it back. It's awful.
Hey.
Ouch.
Listen, my hair is just awful in general.
No,
like,
you
who
have
cares
great
what color
hair.
It
that
is?
Blonde just was not working.
First the greenhouse, now the blonde.
Oh my God. It's Monday for sure.
So, I got skunked with surf because the weather's just been so weird and I couldn't time it right. It's like a puzzle trying to get the wind and the tide and the whole. It just missed. You get out there and you're like, ugh.
So you got out there and...
I went out looking for waves both days. Just didn't time it right. But one of the days on my way back, I guess it would have been Sunday? Well, when was the march?
Saturday. Saturday.
It was Saturday. On my way back, I went into town and checked out the March for Our Lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was super cool.
Yeah.
Really neat to see. I did an Instagram post about it.
I saw it, yeah.
But it was super cool. It's obviously the kids are faster than the old people, so it sort of lined up that the kids separated themselves from the old people, and they were literally behind the kids, but also chanting. The kids are going, "We are the future," and the old people are like, "We are behind you," and I'm laughing because I'm like, they really are behind you. And the kids are fast, and you're going to hurt those old people, kids. I was like, oh my God.
The old people are like window shopping down the main drag. And, look at that. Oh, Frank, we're behind you.
Frank forgot a belt. He's holding, he got a thumb in his back of his pants. Jesus, who knew? No, it was really, really neat to see. And I know there are people on both sides of the. I don't know how you're on the wrongs or against kids being able to go to school without getting shot, but whatever.
Yeah.
That is one of those things that I never once thought of in my whole life.
And, you didn't have to. It wasn't happening when we were kids.
I kind of knew I lived within driving distance of some really bad neighborhoods where maybe they grew up with that. You know, some spots in L.A. and Santa Ana where maybe that happened and not like we're talking about.
Right.
But just in general, there may have been gunfire or something at the school.
Yeah.
But I never once thought about it ever. And it seems like that should be like...
That
on the Bill
be,
of Rights.
Absolutely. On the list of things you shouldn't have to worry about when you're in school
you
is that someone's
going to
come in and shoot up the place.
And I can't remember who I read it. I was reading a bunch of stuff and someone said something and I went, oh my God, that's almost genius. You know how so our phones now, your face can unlock the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or a fingerprint can unlock the phone. Why not have guns have to be like that?
Yeah, no, there's technology for that the gun makers are anti. Nope, can't
How's
have that.
How's that, though? I mean, I hadn't even thought of that. So it really is, there's got to be some kind of move to the middle on both sides.
Agreed.
In order for this to be
I think
a workable.
Who can't agree that, you know, your kid getting killed at school is not a good thing and things have to be done if that's happening?
Well, there's always, you know, that post I did, which was as specifically... as mild as possible in terms of just supporting the kids and saying, get out there and be American and do your thing. That's cool. And yet someone on there was like, yeah, but how do you protect your freedom of speech? And I just thought, you're just baiting people. I know what you're up to. But the thing is...
I'm sorry, you need a gun to have freedom of speech? What
okay,
what the
look,
F is that person saying?
I get
saying?
It. The militia in Boise is going to protect us from the armed forces of America.
Right. Okay.
I gotcha. That's how that's going to go, you know. So it's a tough conversation to have because you end up just wanting to leave the room. I get it.
Right.
But the kids, great job, guys.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting along those lines of what Vinny's saying. You know, Michelle from a promotions department went to the march and took a
Alice
bunch.
Oh, yeah, Alice was out there, yeah.
Yeah, she took a bunch of pictures, put on the Al973 Instagram, and it's World War III underneath that post.
Like,
yeah. Really?
Yeah, like, take a look. It's not up to me to delete. I mean, if they're not saying anything bad about us personally, I'll leave it. But
are they going back and forth with each other?
Yeah, all the listeners are going. And, you know, it's exactly what Vinny's saying, which is there's one guy baiting everyone else and everyone's. And, yeah, I mean, take a look. It's
no, Allison. Yeah. That'll just bum me out.
Okay. Anyway, there's 29 comments. It's basically this one guy against the world.
Well, probably the same guy that commented
maybe.
On
Maybe. And look, I get that, you know, people listen to us on both sides of any argument.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to turn anybody off, but I do feel like, and this just goes to the core of what I was trying to say in my post and the core of how I feel, which is I grew up in an America where I could go to school and I didn't think once about gunfire. It was about, well, learning some stuff and then later
girls,
getting high.
Sure.
Girls. But, you know, I mean, for the most part, school was a safe place where I felt comfortable and worked on my social game and all the stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at all about.
And you're right. Other people have surely had different experiences even in that time.
I was thinking Oh, yeah, I did have to worry about gunfire where I was born. And
were you born
the time,
in L.A.?
I was born in East L.A., if that says anything.
Uh-oh.
But we did flee gunfire as kids, not in school, but at the parks, because there was gangs and stuff.
Well, right.
I mean,
and
there
that's
were stabbings
what I was
going on that we witnessed. It's just,
Jesus.
You just ran. You just had to run away from that. But in school, you know, I went to Catholic school, even in East L.A., and we didn't worry about guns there. It's the parks and, you know, other places.
The after school,
that you're
the extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm sure Bryn also had to avoid gunfire.
Yeah, Bryn.
Did he?
You went to school here.
I missed what you guys were talking about.
Did you? We were talking about.
How's Diamond?
Diamond's great. She's lovely.
Did you get some sleep this weekend?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to run away from gunfire at school?
Oh, no, I didn't. I never at school, no.
How about from home?
There was, you know what? I've never seen. I've heard a lot of gunshots growing up around my neighborhood.
Yeah,
but I've never actually seen the gunfire off.
Well, because Yuzi was saying down where she grew up, like even in the parks and stuff, you know, like not she didn't worry about it at school, but like after school there was gangs and she saw some stabbings and you know, you'd run from gunshots.
I never had to run from gunshots. I just like. I can hear a loud boom, and I was like, oh, that's a gun, or that's a firecracker. Mm-hmm. You know, I could sit there and try to figure out the difference, but.
no, as you're ducking.
Right.
That's a cherry bomb.
Yeah, I never ran from a gun. Luckily.
Yeah, well.
Not me.
Yeah, it was lucky, and now some stuff has to change, because this is ridiculous. It's happening every week. There's a new school shooting story.
Well, it's cool that the kids got out, and I hope that they stay active, because that's the way for the change to take place. And maybe this is the start of their sort of higher-mindedness about being political and getting involved. And here's the first
Nothing
thing you can
that.
Do. When you turn 18, vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. We still, with all the stuff that we bitch and moan about, nobody votes. I don't know what the percentage is, the turnout of American bodies that can vote and actual bodies that do, but I'm sure it's less than half.
I have no idea what the number is,
but I don't
disagree with you.
Less
I'm sure
half.
It is less than half. Well, you know, one of the big bummers, especially as I watched this past election, well, the one that Donald Trump won, unfold, it was decided before our polls were closed, and that is a bummer. Like, I really have always felt that the Electoral College doesn't seem right. It seems like it should be a popular vote, and that way, if it's close by the time it gets to California, we would have something to say about it. It really feels like what we had to say didn't matter.
You don't care about balancing out the states?
I don't.
Okay.
I think that
what if your girl would have won?
I think that I still would have gotten rid of it. I hate the Electoral College. I've never seen it work in anybody's. It doesn't. I'm all. Sorry, it did work in the Republicans' favor, but there's been plenty of times that it didn't work in ours. I think it's ridiculous. It seems outdated. It seems ridiculous. When they explain it to you, you go, so my individual vote doesn't count. And the gerrymandering thing is a huge part of that. They redistrict everything so that this section will be a vote in the Electoral College for, and actually, a lot of the gerrymandering, it happens on both sides, but it set up Donald Trump's win. That's how he won a lot of these states that are normally blue.
You sound upset.
I'm very upset.
All right. Hey, everyone. Right. Real quickly.
Yeah. Happy Monday,
13%
everybody.
Of 18-year-olds vote. 13%.
That is not enough. No. 18-year-olds. Well, I hope Vinny's right. I hope that this actually motivates people to vote. And,
yeah,
and
I bet it will.
Whatever side of every issue that you come down on, at least make your voice heard.
It's going to be a great week, everyone.
Are
do you
sure?
want to do? I'm positive. All right. I know for sure it's going to be a great week.
I hope you're right.
Let's do the word in the song.
All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Boost Mobile.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.